Over and over again this week, you've heard the stories of the two horrendous accidents last weekend, one here in Maryland and one in Florida. In Maryland, four people were killed in a head-on crash in the middle of the night on Route 50. In Florida, you heard the story of the multiple chain reaction crashes on I-75 near Gainesville that occurred after visibility on the highway suddenly went to zero through a combination of smoke and fog. What would you do if you were in that situation? First of all, you have to think, and we're going to think with the help of Jerry Murphy. He's the director of Defensive Driving Academy in Pennsylvania, and he's on the WBAL Newsline. Good morning, Mr. Murphy.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Okay, we're told over and over again, drive defensively, but are there times when that really won't help? I'm thinking as these people were driving down the highway in Florida and instantaneously lost all visibility, lost all perception and reference points. Will defensive driving help you even in that case, or are there some times when you're just a passenger and at the mercy of physics?
Well, defensive driving is always a good idea, unless we have a crystal ball when we drive and we know when the surprises or risk are coming. So, yeah, it's always a good idea, and there's some simple solutions that can help not only in this situation but similar situations that are more common, like fog, for example.
Solutions such as?
Such as, you know, the most important thing is always have a big space, you know, and what we tell people is, hey, if you can read any letters or numbers on the license plate of the car in front of you, you're probably too close, and that's going to reduce reaction time tremendously. Now, with fog and the situation that happened in Florida, obviously, if you can't see more than a few feet in front of your car, the best idea is to stop driving. So what we recommend, Bill, real simply, is once you see that visibility is extremely reduced, to put your hazard lights on and start to come over, you know, signal and start to come over to the right side of the road and even into the shoulder if necessary, the same way you would if there's an ambulance or an emergency vehicle coming from behind you.
If something like that happens, is it better to stay in your car and risk somebody else coming up behind you and smacking into you, or is it better to try to get out and perhaps climb a hill or get out of the way?
Bill, that's a great question. You know, the most important thing is to get the car off into the shoulder. If you're in the shoulder, you're usually in a safe place, but when visibility is reduced that much, you know, anything's possible. So, you know, yes, we recommend stay in the vehicle, you know, keep your seat belt on, make sure those hazard lights are on, and, you know, get as far off the road as possible. But, yes, we recommend staying in the vehicle at that point. To exit the vehicle could increase risk, and that's not something that would be very defensive.
We've all heard of the dangers, the increasing dangers these days of distracted driving. Is part of the problem also the fact that so many people don't drive by reacting to what's going on around them? They sort of drive by rote because, really, when you come down to it, you tend to drive the same places at the same times almost every day. People that are going to work are going to go down the same road and make the same turn and go through the same traffic light. And after a while, it sort of just becomes you're on autopilot.
Absolutely. And you know what we tell people is you never know when risk will suddenly be increased and happen. So really, you know, what we recommend to everybody is know the environment, okay? When you're driving, you're always driving in a particular place, either a parking lot, a neighborhood, on a highway, et cetera. You know, think of the risk that is most likely to happen in that situation. Imagine it. Visualize risk or a surprise of some kind that's likely in the area that you're driving, and drive ready for it. And really, that's the essence of defensive driving.
From your mouth to God's ears, Jerry Murphy is the director of the Defensive Driving Academy in Southern Pennsylvania. Thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.